Is Hal Sparks, is he still waiting around in the Bristol Farms green room, or is he...
We've been waiting for Hal.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
There he is. Waiting.
He looks exactly like he does on TV, everybody.
It's true.
That man doesn't age.
Small and in a box. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Hal.
How are you doing, man?
Spectacular, but
I'll
get
better. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Is this
your
Halloween look? You got like the a vampire look going on now.
No, that's pretty
you're
much what
Sparks
I look like before
like
the sun rises.
It's early.
Yeah, it is early, isn't it?
You're used to this, though. You do, right? You do, you're friends with my buddy, Stephanie Miller.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hump dates with Hal.
Totally. Yeah. I do, ass in the morning radio. Right.
So you're used to being up early.
Yeah, it's not an issue for me. I actually don't sleep. I have no interest in it, so.
So you are a vampire.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You were right, Frank.
Yeah, I was right to begin with.
Right.
Now, you're doing this since we're talking about... Halloween is coming up. It's my favorite holiday. Is it your favorite holiday of all?
It is, absolutely. I mean, it's the... as far as America's concerned, it's the... I think it's the holiday with the least dead Indians. in its history. Maybe second only to Christmas, because I think the settlers at one point just decided to go out and go, hey, we're full on goose. Let's go kill some of these savages. Let's rebuild this holiday in our image.
He loves Halloween, and I'm stressed out by it.
Do you decorate?
Because you have a big, you set a standard for yourself? Is that what it is?
Well, again, I mean, especially around here, we try to dress up and we try to top each other, and Frank is super crafty.
Right.
And
I'm good, man.
Yeah, he can make his Halloween costume.
Have you ever seen the costume that is the Catholic priest with the little child dummy
attached to the front of it?
I created that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
was
I
the
mean,
very first one.
Recreated it, I would argue.
Yes.
You might want to rephrase that.
On a legal sense.
I was the first kid to ever do that.
Yeah, I talked the priests into it. Like, hey, I'd love to do it, but I'm on the radio. But you, if you get busted, they'll just send you to Brazil. Just shuffle you to another parish. Easy peasy, bro. I'm just saying, right? This is a costume, but it doesn't have to be.
Just throwing it out there.
For legal reasons, I would just, curtail the language.
Recreate it.
Do you go out every year with your own costume?
Yeah. You know, it's, honestly, I spent a good deal of my life really doing up Halloween big my whole life.
Well, your name's right there in the title.
I know,
exactly.
You feel like I own it.
Halloween.
And, everyone owes me money. once I got famous, like where I got known or recognized in public, there's an odd thing about just wanting to be yourself once in a while. When you play a character 10 months out of the year and you ain't you, it's a really curious expression that dressing up doesn't really have the, oh, good, I get to be somebody. Because to some degree, you do that at a decent interval. You know?
You go to a party and they're like, okay, let me guess, you're dressed as, you're
awesome.
I'm dressed as Hal Sparks. I don't see it.
There's a guy over there way better than you.
He nailed it.
Yeah, you're too tall.
Hal Sparks, Hal Sparks
right,
is tall.
I don't know. I don't think Hal Sparks is that tall. No, I'm really him. I'm suddenly the moose in the old Woody Allen joke. If you don't know that, you don't come to my
school. Now you got to get your ID out.
Yeah, my buddy Rob Hall, Robert Hall, who owns Almost Human, the creature effects company, or whatever. He did Buffy and Angel. He does all these
hookup.
Well, yeah, if I want to, but the pressure he throws this party and all of his crew guys who work on his monster movies, he basically lets them use all the latex appliances and forms and all the kind of stuff they make stuff out of for a month before Halloween rolls in, and they make stuff like with animatronic limbs and stuff, and you show up and you're like, I'm Jack Sparrow. Like, get out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody tries to show up like, I'm a sexy nurse. Yeah? Well, I'm a full-size demon with operational wings and I can fly. This sucks. I'm going home.
This is why Halloween stresses me out. I'm not that person who can get all crafty.
Yeah. See, I've always been a big fan. And I'll tell you what. I think human beings are far scarier than their fictional monster equivalents. So every successful Halloween costume I've ever had is just look like a crazy person. Like, there's a costume I've always been trying to recreate because it's singularly the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life. And this was when a friend of mine had visited L.A. for the first time. I picked him up at the airport. I'm driving up Lincoln, coming up that way into Santa Monica. And we stop at Washington and Lincoln, and traffic's a little backed up. And in between the cars walks a man, just jeans, clearly, No shirt, no shoes, no undergarments, no nothing, because they were dangling fairly low. Shaking his head back and forth and yelling at someone who should be in front of him but isn't. Dragging a 2x4 with nails in it down the middle of the street going, I want to kill it. Like, shaking his head. I'm like, I couldn't come up with a Halloween costume that convincing. That's
way
amazing.
Scarier than an animatronic.
Right. Whatever. There was a guy at Rob's party, and this is the one story I would tell. He made this costume with it was a normal costume, just him, with his face, the right side of his face was melting down and extra large. So it was probably 6 times the size of his normal head, and it was like smearing down.
Like he should have been on TLC.
And then he had one giant foot and a huge arm. Like his arm came off, his real arm had this appendage that went down on it, and he was dragging his arm around in a little red wagon. Because it was so big, and it was animatronic, so he would move his hand inside the arm, and the fingers would move, and it had hairs on it, and the thumb was as big as my leg, and he was dragging it, just this weird.
But that had to be so hard out on the dance floor. He's out there trying.
Well, none of these guys are getting hooked up. All in on a Halloween costume, every woman who meets you is like, we're not going to talk 6 months out of the year. You're going to be preparing for Comic-Con.
The best costume that I ever witnessed that I don't know how the guy did it. He was dressed normally, but he was standing through a fish tank. Okay, so basically the fish tank
That's
great. It was like, and it had to be like a 20-gallon tank because of the size of a human being mm-hmm. in one. And it was bubbling. Fish were swimming around him, full-on active fish tank, and at a party.
Oh.
It was a bar party, and it was a costume contest. And I'm like, he won because that's a magic trick. That thing has to weigh 500 pounds.
Right, totally, right. His back problems. That's what all his money goes to. He wins this thing and then has to go get, space for his chiropractic and his adjustment in one of those elevator hanging things you can order online in SkyMall.
Here's my question:
did he say what it was?
You didn't have to. He was just the guy in the fish tank.
See, that didn't count.
Right.
That's a human piece of furniture. That's not a Halloween costume.
In there. What? Right.
Is it Finding Nemo? What are you doing?
Found Nemo. I would have gone by Found Nemo.
Found Nemo. There you go.
Found Nemo. Fill it with clownfish and go, there they are. Just be pointing. Found Nemo. That would have been my costume the entire time.
Found Nemo.
Found Nemo.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more Hal Sparks talking about his upcoming event. Mm-hmm. On Hub Network, first annual Halloween bash. It's pretty much a Halloween bash for the entire country.
Yeah, it's the bash to beat all bashes as far as costume. And I guess with Martha Stewart judging it, she's like the MacGyver of doilies. I don't know. I'm scared of what her costume's going to be. They just asked me yesterday to dress up, and God knows.
Oh, just now
you felt pressure before.
You want to get dressed up? And I'm like, do you people understand how seriously I take this?
Oh, no.
All right, we're going to find out more about this big Halloween bash when we come back with Hal Sparks. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.